This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Officials in Western Germany say heavy rain and severe flooding has killed at least 80 people, while more than 1,000 people are missing. A German Weather Service spokesman said some areas have not seen this much rainfall in 100 years. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Rescue operations were hampered by the fact that phone and internet connections were down in part of the region. Officials say the flooding also disrupted rail lines and shipping on the Rhine River. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, here in the U.S. for meetings with President Joe Biden, said in a statement she was shocked by the extent of the damage and loss of life and expressed her sympathies to the families of those killed or missing. President Biden said Thursday that Washington would review whether it could help restore the internet in Cuba, which has suffered blackouts since protests erupted last weekend. A number of U.S. lawmakers have urged the president in recent days to address connectivity issues on the island, as protests over food and medicine shortages have rocked Havana, leaving at least one person dead and hundreds arrested. Cuba's president and other officials have blamed the unrest on social media postings by Cuban Americans and the U.S. government's decades-long embargo on Cuba. Sanctions and restrictions imposed by former President Donald Trump and a drop in tourism related to the pandemic have put extra pressure on the Cuban economy in recent years. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA.